Take a load off, Fanny and Freddie.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Obviously, the big story this morning is the plan to backstop the mortgage lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The Federal Reserve and the Treasury announced steps that could be taken to prevent the collapse of Fannie and Freddie. We begin with our correspondent in New York, Amy Scott. Amy, what's the plan here?
Okay, well, the Treasury Department is asking Congress to temporarily increase a line of credit that each of these companies currently has. Then the Treasury is also looking for temporary authority to buy equity in either company if needed. The Federal Reserve has also authorized the firms to borrow directly from the central bank at the discount rate that commercial banks pay. And the Treasury plans to give the Fed a role in determining how much capital Fannie and Freddie have to have on hand.
This sounds very familiar. It sounds a lot like the steps talked about with investment banks on Wall Street as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is similar concern here that if Fannie and Freddie were to fail, there would be a significant impact on the financial markets. And investors have been worried that the two companies won't have enough capital to cover huge losses from mortgage defaults.
All right, the question we'd all like to know is, how does this affect taxpayers?
Well, yesterday, New York Senator Charles Schumer praised the plan, saying it would minimize the cost to taxpayers. This seems to be designed to boost investor confidence in the two companies without actually injecting any cash yet. But this really does take these companies from having an implicit guarantee from the government to more of an explicit one.
Well, this seems very explicit. You mentioned they're asking Congress. So what's the timeline here for getting something done?
Well, the Treasury Department hopes that this will be approved as part of a bill that's already in the works in Congress. So we could see something as soon as this week.
All right. Amy Scott in New York. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
So far, investors are feeling a little bit better. Fannie and Freddie shares have climbed pretty dramatically in Europe. Overall, the European markets are up close to 1%, but there were mostly losses in Asia by the end of the day. The Dow starts the week at 11,100. It fell almost 2% last week. The S&P 500 dropped 1%, and it's at 1239. The NASDAQ starts the week at 2239. No doubt, our man Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine has something to say about all this.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Alan, it seems like the Fed and the Treasury are always playing catch-up, bailing out, rescuing. Where is the preventative medicine?
Yeah, well, I mean, what's happening now is you've got meltdowns and freeze-ups all over the globe, and they have to spend their time putting out fires rather than trying to put in a better fire code to prevent them. And we're always behind, and in Fannie and Freddie, that's especially true.
Why?
Okay, if you have a sense of history going back roughly 2 or 3 months, I know that's history these days. Part of the last batches of stuff the government did was it allowed Fannie and Freddie to buy much more in the way of mortgage-backed securities than they would otherwise have, the idea being you didn't want those prices to melt down and you wanted a buyer in the market. So these guys, who are now having problems because they're so exposed to mortgage-backed securities, went out and bought hundreds of billions of dollars more of mortgage-backed securities because of a special dispensation they got from the Treasury and the White House, which sort of told their regulator to let them do this.
Well, do you think the government has learned anything here about trying to anticipate problems instead of waiting until the horses have already left the barn?
Well, it's much easier to react what's out there and what's been in the news than to anticipate. And often when you anticipate, you want people to do things that are painful and they get upset. Because the guy who regulates Fannie and Freddie, named Jim Lockhart, who I think is a very smart guy, he's been trying for 2 years now to sit on these guys and get them to put up more capital and cut back their risk. And the minute there's a problem, everybody runs and loosens the regulations on Fannie and Freddie. And mortgages that are being made to be sold to Fannie and Freddie are now something like 80% of the mortgage market. And if these guys can't buy, you're going to have an incredible mess because, God help them, the lenders are going to have to make the mortgage loans and keep them.
All right. Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
Believe it or not, the government is talking about another economic stimulus package for the fall. Stacey Vanek Smith explains.
Democrats like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and would-be President Barack Obama want a second stimulus package of around $50 billion, but don't expect another check from the IRS. This round would focus on new infrastructure projects as a way to jumpstart the flagging economy. Karen Shaw Petru is with Federal Financial Analytics.
Employment in the construction and the building trade, production of goods and materials needed in infrastructure spending. That's good for the economy.
But government spending has its critics. Gerald O'Driscoll is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. He says these projects cost a lot of money, and that money comes from one place, Joe Q. Taxpayer.
You're going to either have to raise taxes or sell bonds, and in either case, you're extracting resources from the private sector.
Either way, O'Driscoll says we shouldn't hold our breath. He says little is likely to happen before the presidential election in November. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on all of this. Feel free to log on to our website, marketplace.org, and share your comments. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.